Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The individuals in a global diplomacy case returned to their home countries of Canada and China on Saturday after being freed hours earlier. Canadians Michael Spavor and Michael Kovrig were welcomed home by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau after their plane landed in Calgary, Alberta, early Saturday. They were arrested in 2018 in China, less than 2 weeks after the arrest of Huawei executive Meng Wanzhou in Canada on a U.S. extradition request. All three were detained for more than 1,000 days altogether. Meng's flight to China landed minutes after Spavor and Kovrig arrived in Canada. Before Meng's arrival, her pending return was the main news development on China Central Television's midday news report. A foreign ministry spokesperson posted a welcome home message on social media. Meng was under house arrest in Canada until she reached a deal with the U.S. Justice Department allowing her to go home. The U.S. accuses her of fraud in her transactions with banks on behalf of Huawei. Late Friday, at a hastily arranged news conference, Canadian Prime Minister Trudeau praised Spavor and Kovrig, saying, "For the past 1,000 days, they have shown strength, perseverance, resilience, and grace." U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken put out a statement welcoming the release of the two Canadians after what he called more than 2.5 years of arbitrary detention. At least 8 people were killed Saturday and 9 others injured when a car bomb exploded on a street corner near the president's residence in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Somali police told VOA that 8 people had died in the blast. Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for that attack. This is VOA News. Germans are set to vote Sunday in a general election that will result in a successor to Chancellor Angela Merkel, who is stepping down after 16 years in office. Chancellor Merkel on Saturday urged Germans to give her conservative would-be successor, Armin Laschet, of the center-right Christian Democratic Union, a chance to shape Germany's future, in her words, in a last-ditch push 24 hours before general elections. In a speech in the western city of Aachen on Saturday, Merkel called Laschet a bridge builder who will get people on board. The most recent polls show Germany's center-left Social Democratic Party narrowly ahead of Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union and its Bavarian partner, the Christian Social Union. They're closely followed by the Greens, the far-right alternative for Germany, and the Libertarian Free Democratic Party. All hold double-digit poll numbers going into Sunday's election. Issues that face Germany's new leader will include climate change, coronavirus response, and the economic leadership of a European Union that will no longer contain the United Kingdom. U.S. President Joe Biden said Friday that around 60 million Americans are eligible for a booster shot against the coronavirus. Biden urged eligible Americans to get COVID-19 vaccine booster shots, and he said he would get his own shot as soon as possible. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Thursday approved the Pfizer boosters for Americans 65 and older. Also eligible are those ages 50 to 64 with underlying conditions, as well as teachers and healthcare workers whose jobs place them at risk of contracting COVID-19. Protesters in eastern Sudan have shut down a pipeline that carries imported crude oil to the capital city of Khartoum. But the Ministry of Energy and Oil said Saturday that there are enough reserves for up to 10 days. The ministry said in a statement that another pipeline used for exporting crude oil from neighboring South Sudan is still working, but that it's vulnerable to freezing and damage because the protesters are blocking a vessel from loading the oil. Oil depots at Bashir Oil Terminal Port in eastern Sudan will be filled after 10 days at the most if the blockage of exports continued, this according to the ministry, and that would in turn cause South Sudanese oil fields to halt production. Protesters in eastern Sudan are shutting ports and blocking roads in protest at what they describe as poor political and economic conditions in the region. More on that and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.